This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Consumer patterns change. Companies adapt. That is kind of the way it goes. And in no way have consumer habits changed more the past year than in this. Instead of going to an actual store to get what you want, millions of us are pointing and clicking, and presto, whatever we want shows up on our doorstep. But to get that, whatever it is that we want, from the warehouse into your hands, takes a whole lot of people along the way, including truck drivers, an industry that's having, as a lot of industries are, staffing problems. So we got Daryl Harris on the phone the other day. He's the president of Yellow Corporation. That's a trucking company based in Overland Park, Kansas. And I asked him about his biggest challenges.
Our biggest issue right now is we have a driver shortage. And according to the American Trucking Association, our industry right now needs an additional 60,000 truck drivers ASAP. And it's a deficit that's expected to grow by more than 160,000 by 2028.
Why do you need so many drivers? Yes, lots of stuff moves on trucks. And yes, there's pent-up demand. We've been talking about that for months now. Why is it so severe right now for your industry?
Well, what a lot of people may not realize is that 70% of the nation's freight is carried by commercial trucks, and they're carrying everything from dishwashers to construction supplies and, of course, all that stuff we like to buy on Amazon. And COVID has shown Americans really the importance of the trucking profession. You know, our drivers and dock workers worked around the clock through the pandemic to get essential goods to homes and businesses across the country during COVID, and we continue that pace today.
I read somewhere that turnover among truck drivers in this economy is like 90%. First of all, is that right? And second of all, what do you do about that?
Well, the thing you have to realize in trucking is, you know, all drivers are not created equal, so to speak. You know, we are actually in the less than truckload side of the trucking business. And what that means is our drivers range from city drivers to medium range drivers. And then, of course, we do have what they call long haul. Yeah. But it really comes down to the lifestyle that comes along with this space. And in our space, we don't experience that type of turnover.
Right, right. So less than truckload drivers can get home at night. If you're long hauling it, though, you're not going to be able to do that, which certainly makes sense. But if I wanted to get into trucking today, let's say I'm an ambitious, you know, 25-year-old, I want to be out on the road. How much am I going to make driving a truck?
Industry average right now is about $55,000 a year. But honestly, we have about 500 folks that made over $100,000 last year.
Which seems nifty.
It's absolutely nifty. And we're doing everything we can to really educate folks on, you know, the opportunities that exist within trucking.
Well, tell me a little bit about that, right? Because as you said, there's huge demand. We've got some turnover in the long haul space. And while making $100,000 is nice, it comes with a price being away from home. So how else are you retaining drivers?
You know, I'll be honest, you know, drivers in the industry are aging. You know, many have been with our company for 20, 30, even 40 years, Kai. So, you know, some retirement age drivers retired during COVID, which is also affecting the shortage. And we're determining options to keep them on the job, at least part-time, if they're interested.
So what happens if, and you know, there are something like 3.5 million truck drivers in this economy, I imagine both less than truckload and long haul. So industry-wide, about 3.5 million. What happens if, over time, we wind up not having enough people to drive trucks?
Well, we're not going to let that happen. But, you know, in the end of the day, we're doing everything we can to keep drivers in trucks and to start bringing new people into the business.
I appreciate that you say you're not going to let that happen, but there are some things that are out of your control, even though you are the president of this company. And I do want to know what happens to consumers if somehow we don't have enough truckers out there.
Right. Well, I think what you're going to see is increases in the cost of goods if that were to occur. And so this is a serious issue. It's serious for our country, certainly serious for our industry, and it's one that we're focused on now more than ever.
Daryl Harris, he's the president of Yellow Corporation. They do, as you heard, less than truckload trucking. Mr. Harris, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Kai. I appreciate it.